Right, it's 10 to 8. Let's bring in the Saturdays. So, three of them. We've got Molly and Frankie and Rochelle, and here they are. Ah, oh, hi. Good
morning.
Hi, hello. Ladies.
Hello.
Welcome
again. Hello.
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 And I think we're streaming.
Hello.
Hi, Rochelle.
How are you?
I'm good.
Hi.
Chris.
Hello.
Did you enjoy your breakfast?
Did I what?
Hello. Enjoy your breakfast.
Yeah, I did. I was trying to woof my breakfast down and Frankie's staring at me.
Why are we the wallpaper on your laptop?
What?
Why are we the wallpaper on your
Dominic's a big fan.
Dominic's always like that.
By the way, I don't want to crash the radio and website, but if anybody wants to wake up and watch the girls this morning, we're on the webcams live.
Oh, dear.
And you can see them.
Oh, I wouldn't.
It's a bit early for that.
Yes. Oh, please. You're all dressed up and looking lovely.
Really?
Well, Frankie's not. She just like she got out of bed. But, you know, you're all...
Thanks, Chris.
Everyone, nice. Well, you know, the girls are in lovely little dresses, and you
no,
like
you. Already started on me.
Oh, no.
I'm not starting on you. I'm just saying.
It's well, you look like you're going for a run.
Yeah. So what's wrong with that?
Yeah.
It was going to after this.
Match made.
Not bothered. Do your worst. Bring it on.
Bring it on.
He's, right. He's ready for you, Frank. Yeah. He's ready.
So you can go and watch them. There they are. Let's have a look. Oh, yeah, I know, I look good.
Oh, you look great. So the girls were looking at you, what, eating omelette, were they?
Frankie was staring at me while I was eating my omelette.
Yeah.
Isn't that the worst when you're trying to eat and someone is kind of looking at you?
Yeah.
I always think I must be chewing really loud or something.
Yeah, it's not the hottest thing.
No.
Apart from when you eat, Chris. That is hot right there.
Well, I know.
That's
you should
fitness.
See me have a kebab.
Amazing.
Very few people look attractive when they eat, I think.
Yeah, this is true.
It's not an attractive thing, is it?
It's like, you know when you're going on a date, it's like, why bring me for dinner? I'm going to eat.
Yes.
Yeah. When was the last time you went on a date?
Well, not for a long time.
Do you ever still go out on dates? How long have you been together with your boy?
Well, we had a little to do, didn't we?
Oh, but, I don't know.
We had about just over a year.
Oh.
Yeah, a to-do. That was a really nanny thing to say, wasn't it? Yeah, about a year and a half.
Are they back together? Is everything all right?
Yes.
It's all good.
All right, so you had a little break, didn't
you? We had a little break for about 5 weeks, 5-6 weeks.
Who was that, you or him?
I don't think that's any of your business, is it?
No. That means it was her.
Me, actually.
And that means it was him.
Yeah, there you go.
Wow, all right.
Bit of a to-do.
A bit of a to-do.
Now it's in the other
I can just see my manager outside with his head in his hands right now. This doesn't fill me with confidence.
Wow. I'm seeing another side of Rochelle now.
I know.
Maybe she's not that happy, sweet little kid.
Oh, don't be mean.
When she gets home, she closes the door. Oi! I told you I want my dinner on the table straight away! I don't care about your band.
Oh, don't.
It's all about me.
Oh, no.
And give me a cigar.
Just throw that in for good measure.
Poor Martin.
Martin.
That's his real name. Everyone knows.
Marvin's his stage name.
All the Die Hard fans know his real called Martin.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. He is Martin.
Wow. Mm. None of your business. Whoa, look at Rochelle getting feisty.
Look at me, I know.
Go on, girl.
Yeah, I won't be happy with this interview until Molly's literally on top of me, punching me in the face, going, "You are!"
It won't be long.
Let's get the real size out of them.
I reckon you could do that by 8 o'clock.
It says in the paper today that Molly, that you met your boyfriend's parents.
Yes, I did.
Wow.
Scary stuff.
That is scary, isn't it?
It's very scary, yeah.
Yeah, but isn't she the perfect woman to bring home
she's
to your
mum? She's the one to take
her. Oh, hello. Hi, Molly.
You definitely are. Me, on the other hand, that's a risky
You're
business.
Right.
What? Why am I meeting you? There's a double bill of midsummer murders I'm missing for this. I don't care about you. Oh, it's my mum and dad. Who cares?
I'm getting it today, aren't I?
Well, what, I don't
Stop
know. That's not my business.
See,
I don't know what your plans are.
This.
Oh, you're working all day. What, Molly?
See what we have to put up with.
Oh,
this
I
one,
know.
You know.
I want my cigar.
I want my own tour bus. I can smoke my cigars and drink my gin. And listen to my Snoop Dogg CD.
Oh, right, leave me alone now.
All right.
Snoop Dogg CD.
Why Snoop Dogg?
I don't know.
Yeah. I do quite like him, though.
And there's Frankie there, look. The quiet, calm one of the group.
Yeah.
Here I am.
Oh, yeah.
Here she is. Everything, how are you? All right?
I'm very good, thank you.
Love life all right?
Yes, lovely, all right, thank you.
See, everyone's happy.
Everyone is happy.
All happy.
It's good.
Are you happy,
Chris? Yeah.
I'm happy, yeah, everything's great.
Oh, good. We're all happy.
Yay.
Oh, yay!
How's it going?
You're swimming.
Your love life's all good?
I don't have a love life.
Okay.
That's fine.
Do you want me to be Cilla Black?
Are you on the look for somebody?
Well, how old do you think I am? I don't fancy Cilla Black. What, are you going to dress up for me? Surprise, surprise!
No, it could work. What's your kind of type? We're really good at matchmaking on Saturdays.
Well, what do you think my type is?
I'd say, in an ideal world, there's kind of three different types standing in front of you. I'd say you're more Molly's end.
I would say a blondie.
Yeah.
Really? You and me, Chris, I think.
I have been out with a blonde before.
Oh,
and?
Well, we're not going out anymore.
Okay, so do you want to move to the dark side?
Do you think blonde? Yeah.
Maybe I will.
Would you describe yourself as being more Molly's end?
Well,
come on, Chris.
You know,
it's like a lineup.
Yeah.
I'll give you a little reminder if you want.
Will you be turned down by number one?
Or will number two be the first to throw you to the lions?
I feel really bad, by the way.
Why?
Because Una tweeted yesterday.
Yeah.
Tweeted me saying, see you tomorrow. And I tweeted back going, yay, great.
Yeah.
And then she's not here.
Why is there just three of us today?
Because there's five is too many and it's too messy.
Okay.
And you all talk over.
Well, then don't
feel
bad. That's all you.
Yeah, I know, but it means that I had to jump. It was Alad. Alad chose.
Poor Alad standing quietly in the corner.
I know.
Don't you get Alad.
He's picking on us all today.
I know.
Don't write poor Alad in.
Are you feeling angry today, Chris?
This is me in a good mood.
Oh, really?
Seriously. I mean, this is me in a happy mood.
We still haven't got to your type
and
of woman.
And you're single.
Yeah.
At the moment, anybody.
Okay.
Literally
anybody.
Pulse? Anybody.
Cilla Black, bring her in.
Okay.
Surprise, surprise! Come on, Cilla, let's go swimming. I don't even know what that
means. Are you obsessed with swimming at the moment?
It's just a weird line.
Yeah.
It's a nice line.
Let's go swimming.
Yeah. If you ever want to put a girl off.
Yeah.
Right, fancy going swimming sometime?
See, I quite like swimming.
Yeah, but if a bloke ever...
With him?
Hey, Frankie, fancy going swimming sometime? It's not like saying you want to go for dinner.
It's a bad one.
I'd just be confused.
Right.
Yeah.
I would think...
So it's not a no.
You could go for dinner first and then wait 20 minutes and then go swimming.
Well, different is good, Chris.
You don't have to wait.
You do have to wait.
Really?
Yeah, it's a myth.
I still wait 20 minutes for safety anyway.
For safety.
Stop me getting cramp.
It's a myth.
I'm not going to take that chance.
It's a myth.
This is true. I've always been told not to swim after I've eaten.
Mm. Yeah.
But you're really hungry afterwards, right?
You know where I think that comes from?
Yeah.
It comes from your mum and dad when you've eaten and they're full and the kids go, come on, let's go to the sea. And they go, oh, I can't be bothered. And they go, oh, no, you can't swim for 20 minutes, half an hour. You've got to let your food go down.
You'll be sick.
And then they have a little doze and a sleep. Go make a sandcastle and shut up.
But everyone knows the rules. That's the thing, though.
Yeah, everyone abides by them as well.
Will Vanessa and Una be listening, or will they just be asleep?
They'll be listening.
Of course.
Yeah.
Well, Una definitely will be. Vanessa might still be asleep.
She might still be in bed.
Yeah. No.
She's wake up, Vanessa!
Yeah.
Oh God.
That was nice.
Wouldn't you love to wake up next to this in the morning? Morning.
I mean, don't get me wrong. You're a pretty girl, and you seem very nice. But yeah, that voice go right through me.
Right, you know. Thanks, Chris.
Oh, thanks.
Like if you
I'm
were
aware of it.
Like do you want a cigar?
If you could keep it down in the morning, that'd be fine. You know,
yeah.
Just write stuff down. Cup of tea, and I go yes, please. Yeah. Or I go, do you want a cup of tea? Yeah. And you go yes, please on the card, whatever.
Frankie can say,
perfect relationship.
Like, yeah, how'd you like to be woken up in the morning? You say in silence,
yeah, quietly. Yeah. Yeah,
just a tap will do.
Yeah.
I'm making omelettes! Oh, I'm good. Well,
no, see, that's where you're wrong. I wouldn't be offering out cups of tea or omelettes.
No, she'd be like, give me an omelette!
Oh, really?
Molly, that was like, I love Molly so well spoken. That was your best attempt to speak in a common accent.
Give me an omelette!
Are you saying that Frankie sounds common?
Uh-huh.
Oh, right, okay, fair enough.
It's fine, we're both from Essex, we can deal with it.
Yeah.
Do you understand them all the time, Molly? Do they ever say anything and you go, I don't know what they just said?
Yeah.
No, really? Chris, no.
Yeah, but we're the same with her.
But I just had the worst thing. I was next door doing a liner and I was trying to put on a sexy
voice. By the way, that's a voiceover. Yes. Right? When she says she's having a little liner next door, it's not.
Oh my gosh, I'm
not
sorry.
Aerosmith territory. Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
The no, toxic twins.
She's not going on Keith Richards on us. No.
We were doing a voiceover for Dev.
And these two were trying to put on, you know, they were putting on their
sexy
voice.
We were like, hi, Dev.
And then I tried to do mine. And I came out, hi, Dev. I was like, wow, I shouldn't try that one again.
No.
I need
hi,
to not.
Dev.
See, look, that's really
that's
great.
Good.
That's
you've practiced. Voice. Hi, Dev.
I don't practice. I just did it. I don't sit at home going, hi, Dev.
Oh, whatever.
Hi, Dev.
You definitely practice
you
your
so
radio
do.
Voice
you look in the mirror and you go, hi, Chris.
Did you just say I definitely practice my radio voice at home?
Yeah.
No, I don't.
You do.
Yeah, you
do.
No,
you really
do.
In
front of the mirror.
You do. Why would I do it in front of the mirror?
Hi, I'm Chris Wiles.
What's that? Who talks like that?
You do talk to yourself, though, don't you? You said that before.
I do talk to myself.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, I do too.
See, that's why we need to set you up with a lady.
Yeah, if anybody who likes a man who walks around the house talking to himself.
And likes swimming.
But you don't like people to talk to you, so it's perfect.
Do you talk to yourself?
I do. Sometimes it's the best conversation I have.
Me too. Yeah.
I can always agree with myself, and, you know, it's the best sometimes.
Exactly. We're always on the same page.
I think, does the dress look good? Yes, it does, Molly. I think, great.
I've disagreed with myself before.
Oh, really?
Oh, do you?
That's heading into kind of...
That's confusion.
That's when you're going a little bit crazy.
I always disagree with myself when I'm driving. I think I know where I'm going. And I doubt my own opinion last minute, but then I should have gone where I thought.
Do you talk to yourself when you're driving?
Uh-huh. But I've got the bird in the car that talks to me as well. Please turn left, and she's just as annoying as me. Yeah.
She hasn't got a sat nav. She just
Frankie
sit in the back.
It's Frankie.
Turn left
and make me an omelette.
Stop.
Turn left and make me an omelette. Okay, all right. Well, anyway, look, it's 8 o'clock already.
Time goes quickly when
doesn't
you're
it?
Fun.
When you're having fun with
yes,
the sats.
Yes, when you're having.
Let's go swimming.
All right, easy. God, she's all over me like a rash this
she's
one.
She's hitting on you, Chris, isn't she?
I know, she
and
is
And it's obvious
on
you
me.
Like the blonde, so
no,
lay off,
I told
Rosh.
You, he's going to the dark side. We're not here for that bit.
No.
That's what I'm doing. Yeah. Changing.
It's changing, man.
Yeah.
You're in no position to be picky on hair colour.
What do you mean?
No, well, no, but what I mean is, like...
What does that mean?
What are you trying to say?
That was never so rude.
Well, no, because it's like, you can't sort of go, oh, like, for blondes or brunettes.
What do you mean?
Well, because...
Oh, you're so PC.
Well, come on. Dig yourself out.
What are you trying to say?
Yeah, what are you trying to say?
I'm not trying to say anything.
I'd really like to know what
you
you're
going on. Like, you can't, like, categorise and say it's only blondes or brunettes.
Why?
Well, because, like, everyone's beautiful in their own way.
Oh, no, they're not.
Oh, come on.
No, they're not. I saw a well-ugly girl yesterday.
Did
I didn't
you?
Even know it was a girl.
And was she blonde or brunette?
I don't know.
Who knows?
She was just a mess.
Oh, God.
Anyway.
Charming.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no, she was, like, proper pig ugly.
Oh, no. What's he going to say when we leave?
I know, I'm joking.
We'll be listening, Chris.
Yeah, those dogs have gone. Stinking of cigars. The three of them... well, look, let's do the news, and then we will play your new song.
Yeah, oh, let's do that.
Which is coming out on Monday.
Sunday.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Tried to work it out. The 19th today, the 22nd release. I went for a Monday.
Okay,
but it was Sunday.
It used to be Mondays.
It used to be Monday.
Yeah, albums are Mondays.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Singles are Sundays.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
I didn't know
Well,
that.
I thought everything was Monday.
Nuh-uh.
Have you heard the song?
No.
Okay.
But Chris doesn't.
I don't like to listen to
it.
Whenever
we do a first play, Chris waits until he hears it on the show.
I love the way Alan come in there quickly.
Yeah,
he offended us.
Have
but
you heard
Chris
it, Alan?
I've
worry.
Heard it, yes. I've tweeted about it.
Have you?
Yeah, I even got permission to tweet. How good am I?
I have it here.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Here we are. We look better on that CD sleeve than we do in person, that's for sure.
Do you know what? I disagree.
Really?
Yeah.
Aww.
You're lying.
Apart from
no,
me,
do you know what?
You can't hear me on there.
What were you going to say? That laugh.
I was
going
to say, no, I disagree. I think you look way rougher on the CD than you do in real life. But no.
I set myself up for that one.
Do you know what? I wouldn't even recognise, if it was just individual pictures, I wouldn't recognise you, Rochelle, or Una from
really?
Those pictures. Yeah.
I actually don't like that picture of me, but that's a whole other story.
How the hell does it even exist then? Do you not put your foot down like you
well,
do with your man at home?
No,
do you not treat the record
Martin?
Company people like
well,
you do with Martin?
Why?
God damn it, yo!
I was smoking my cigar. Yeah, I just kind of, yeah. I just don't
Oi, Specky, how come this picture's appeared on the CD? I told you!
That's how you need to talk to your record company people.
No. Listen, yeah. All I'm going to say is I can't really, they can't help my bad facial expression, can they? It's the best of a bad bunch. It was all my fault.
That's when Frankie was in S Club Juniors, that's how she used to behave.
Yeah, I know. She was still smoking the cigars.
Oh. That's meant to be our secret.
She was like the little baby in Roger Rabbit. The thing is, as well, I see, last time we were all together were the Saturdays when we were just going to do that tour last year.
That was in the theatre, wasn't it?
And and we're in the hotel, and they had a book out with all these pictures of the Saturdays, and literally...
Have you still got it?
Yeah, of course I have. I've laminated. So, and they're going through they're going through picture by picture, page by page. Oh, I look awful. Oh, I look well rough there. Oh, I don't like that picture. Oh, you think that's bad? Look at this one of me. I look awful there. Oh, there's... awful.
That's girls for
that's
you.
Girls. Yeah.
Oh, my God, it's unbelievable.
That's why I'm not on Facebook. Because you get tagged in pictures that you, A, don't like, and you can't do anything about it when you're out and about. You've been tagged in a picture with your eyes half open. No, it's not good.
Smoking a cigar.
But you're still tagged, you just will never know.
Yeah, you just don't know.
Yeah, I don't. Really? Well, even if you're not on it? Yeah.
Well, like, that picture will still be up there.
Yes. Oh,
no.
Yeah, there'll be pictures. There'll be loads of pictures that you hate all over the internet.
Great.
But there'll be nice pictures as well.
Do you hate yourself in pictures too?
Or I just hate myself generally.
Oh, no, you don't.
No, I'm full of self loathing.
No, you're not.
No.
I go home and cry all day.
Oh, Chris.
Do you need a hug?
Let's go swimming.
Looking at ugly pictures of what?
Do you need a hug?
Let's go swimming.
Yes and yes.
Should I come over there and give you a big
hug? Can I have a hug whilst we're swimming?
Yeah, okay. We'll hug first.
Oh, no, don't hug me now.
Because she's really trying to get in there. I'm not sure about this.
No.
Come on, Molly.
Oh, go on then.
Okay.
Group hug.
Here you go. This is what you've always wanted.
I wasn't invited to the hug, so
I'm
just going to stay over here.
Come on, Frank.
Oh, go on.
Go on, get involved.
Come in.
Get involved, I'll play the whole album. Hi. Yeah. Oh! Okay, it's a bit weird. I can't go swimming yet.
You can't do anything yet.
Okay.
Thank you.
News.
Thank you. I just need to... I don't really know what just happened.
Well, we're all in a tangle now.
But I need a cigarette.
That felt... You really do give good hugs.
Thanks.
Yeah. I could tell that about you.
Yeah.
How you doing? I tell you what, if Martin's listening, he's going to be getting worried.
I know!
Listen, Martin is on a plane on the way back from...
Oh! That's why!
We're on postcode.
Martin is in the air.
So am I. I don't even know what that means.
Listen, Martin will be all good for that.
Yeah, I'm all good with it, let me tell you. Right, let
us know when you're ready to go swimming.
Give me 10 minutes.
What happened to the rules?
Still black.
Are we supposed to be going to the news?
We're very late.
Sorry.
But it was well worth it. All right, we'll do the news and then we'll come back and we'll play the Saturday's news song and then we'll be back with the girls. Yeah. So hang on there. You guys having a good time? This is BBC. Please can Molly give a shout out to my daughter Sophia. We saw the Sats in Oxford when Molly was ill and Sophia was sad.
Aww.
That's from Dad Phil.
Hey Sophia, lots of love. Mwah.
Aww. She lovely. Anyway, listen. We have the new Saturday's song to play.
Woo! Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Which I haven't heard it yet.
Oh, yeah. Well, brace yourself, Chris.
I've heard it's a bit different.
Yeah. This is our first ever play. And
yo, where the Saturdays in your face? Yo!
Yo, yo, yo!
Is this a world exclusive then?
Molly Dunn.
Is this the world exclusive?
Yeah. It is. Unlike any of our other songs, it's actually not been leaked, which is amazing. I'm so excited.
Alan, go and stick it on the internet now.
So, this is the first play. It's really, I'm so excited.
We're very excited too.
Are you excited, Dave?
Very much so.
I'm still excited.
I know you are, but that's for different reasons.
Are you ready to get your dance on?
Sure.
Yeah?
Yep.
Yeah. I've got my dance on right now.
Okay.
Let us know what you think. You can either do it on Twitter or on text.
Yes, please.
Which is 81199.
If it's nice, let us know what you think.
Yeah.
This is the new song from Saturdays. Has it got an intro on it? Or is it straight in?
It's
kind of straight in.
Okay,
This is messing around.
Out on Sunday from the Saturdays called Notorious. Who's a gangster?
Me.
You?
You're
a gangster?
Can you not tell?
Sure, yeah. Right, here's the song then.
boy. I'm a bad girl. I'm a gangster. I'm notorious.
I'm the boss.
Strong, I'm the Mac Daddy.
Just on the dance floor. Not generally.
I'm the main muffin.
It made you feel good about yourself.
I'm the daddy.
Oh wow!
Yes, you're the daddy.
Molly's all gangster.
I am rather ghetto.
Yes,
rather ghetto.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Did you not tell?
Well, no.
I was just doing my gangster moves for you.
Yeah. She thinks that's like Westfield Shopping Centre.
Yeah, doing that thing with her fingers.
Well, that's the new song for Saturdays. It's called Notorious. Should call it Gangster.
What's that? Gangster.
Well, we wouldn't want people to get the wrong idea.
We don't think we're gangsters, but on the dance floor.
When you're dancing and you're on the floor with your mates,
you think you're like you own the dance floor.
I'm a bad girl.
Yeah, you're a bad girl. When really you're not that cool. Yeah. But while you're on the dance floor, you are.
Do you know what? Don't explain it. Just let it be.
Just let it be.
Yeah, because it sounds. You can't have Molly going. Well, every time I'm at the nightclub and I'm on the dance floor, I always do feel a little bit gangster.
Every time I hit the discotheque, I am a gangster.
I'm just a badass. That's what I am.
From the ghetto.
I'm definitely from the ghetto.
Yeah. Don't eyeball me. Don't look at me.
I'm looking away.
Because I will pop a cap in your ass. You'll be out of it.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah. That's what I say
to the
girls.
Boom, brat, brat, brat.
Boom, boom, boom.
Brat, brat, brat.
I know that. Yeah.
Can you do brat, brat, brat?
Yeah, she can.
Aston from JLS taught me. Brat, brat.
Wow.
Yeah, do you know what he's
doing? It's like he's just walked in.
He's really not going to enjoy that.
Brap, brap.
I'm sure he took you better than that.
Mm.
Yeah. Apparently not.
Is he gangster then, Aston?
Well, he's more gangster than Molly is.
That's true. That's then again, Molly. Aled's more gangster than
exactly,
Molly is.
Exactly.
Just. So the song comes out on Sunday.
It does indeed.
From their forthcoming fourth album.
I know.
Check us out.
Knocking them out.
It's gone quick, hasn't it?
I know. Bashing out those albums.
Sold 2 million records.
It's amazing.
2 million.
Yeah.
But they split it 5 ways. They so far made no money.
Oh, don't.
They've made like £100 each.
I know. And I spent that to get here. My cab.
Love it straight away, says Jamie from Guildford.
Oh, that's good.
Love, love, love it. Saturday's rock, says Stu in Chelmsford.
Yeah.
Another hit in the making, well done. Si from Watford.
Thanks,
Simon from
Si.
Bristol, love it already. Brilliant. You've really got to respect what they're doing, says Kevin away to Luton.
Respect it, yeah, because we is gangster.
Already ordered it, says Beth. Who'd like to know when the album is due.
Album is due late this year.
On a Monday.
Yeah,
that's right.
We've learned
that.
Somebody's
called the album's called.
It
on
should
a
be
Monday.
Called on a Monday
know,
or out on a Monday.
Out on a Monday.
Please tell Frankie I love her. She's my idol. Love
aww.
From.
That's really nice.
Who's that from?
Chris.
Bridie. Chris. You're my idol. Bone idol, for what I've heard.
Oh.
Funny line.
That was quick.
So what's next then? So you go around and you promote the single.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're actually doing our album at the moment.
Yeah. And you're making
we're putting the album together, and then at the end of the year we've got a tour as well.
Yes.
Our first arena tour.
Wow.
So you better be there, guys, front row, because we will be looking out for you.
Yes.
Aled, you will
I
be
won't. I know, Aled.
Yes.
I can't wait for this.
I won't be on the front row.
And Chris.
I don't want to put you off.
Why?
Okay.
Because, you know, I don't...
I quite like it. It's a little bit of support.
Yeah, I know you'd like
well.
It.
I know. You know I'd love it.
Unbelievable. But, no, I'll be at the back. I mean, I'll be there. You just won't see me. And I won't tell you which day I'm going to either.
So, basically, if you don't turn up, we won't know.
We won't know. So, it's fine.
I wouldn't see... That's the wrong way to look at it.
No.
Like, every night, I might be there. Tonight could be the night.
Oh, tonight could be the test.
Me and Dave are there, dressed in our Saturday's dresses.
Are you going to wear
hiding at the
tight?
Back.
We'll get you some coloured tights.
Yeah, why not? Underneath our jeans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
We'll be looking gangster, but hiding in the shadows.
So how much work have you got to do left on the album?
Well, we're really excited about it, actually, because it's the first album that we've been properly involved in. We're really taking it on as, like, our little baby this time, and we're writing and stuff, and we've been working on it since... Well, since last year, really, we started writing, so...
It'll probably be finished around the end of June.
Mm. Right.
Yeah.
Nice.
Did you all write together, or do you do, like, little bits and bring it all...
Like today, you can imagine too many cooks.
No, I don't like that. Make it go you and me, not me and you. Okay?
Done.
And I want the writing credit for that. Thanks very much. One fifth. Boom.
How do you know?
And that's what I'd be doing.
Yeah, we're kind of split up, you know, for reason two.
Right.
Because it gets a little bit manic.
Too many cooks.
Yes.
Yep.
Now, do you know what you're going to call the album yet?
We've got an idea, but we're not sure yet. But so we're always open for suggestions.
Now, is that because... You that are rowing about what it should be called?
No,
it's because we're not sure if something better's going to come along.
We wanted
but we
to
really
hear
like
what you thought, Chris.
Sure,
yeah.
Okay. Throw the ideas out there.
But like, you must have like hilarious, ridiculous rows about the tiniest thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Like what?
Not really.
Well, for example, you make the album,
yeah,
and then you sit there and you go, "Well, my favourite song is this. That should be track one." Somebody else goes, "No, that's not track one."
Do you know what? It's the best thing when you don't all love the same song.
Mm. Right.
Because we all got completely different tastes in music. So when we all like one song, we definitely know that's the one, and that is usually like the single.
Yeah.
But when we don't all agree on the same song, then it's good because we all listen to it.
You can argue the point.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. So then it makes a good album. Mm.
So they work it all out for a few hours and they walk out of the room, and then their manager walks in and goes, "That's track one, that's track two."
No.
He sends the girls out and goes, "I'm going to pay for dinner. Why don't you get yourselves drunk and have a really good night?" And the next day, they can't remember what order they put it in.
Do you know what?
Did we put this number one?
And was that the picture I chose for the front cover?
Did I choose that yesterday? Does it look like me?
You sound like you'd be a great manager, by the way.
I would. That'd be brilliant.
We understand the music business.
I wouldn't be paying you 20%.
Yeah. You can have whatever you want. Not a problem. You girls go along. You go on off and have dinner. Yeah, that's right. Now, just retweet this and let's change that track and let's change the name of the album. And the picture.
I tell you what, we like our food, so
yeah, exactly. The dinner part will go. Yeah, will go well.
See, you're them already.
Exactly. And the other thing is, ultimately, they're all paying for it anyway.
That's right.
Yeah.
Thanks.
You're paying for dinner.
Tell you what, you guys have got this down.
I know.
Why aren't you our management?
Why aren't we in music management?
I know, you're wasted.
With our years of experience.
We set up our own label.
Should do.
Professor Green says, though, there's going to be no more record labels soon.
I know, really?
That's from Professor Green, and he's a professor.
He's a professor.
He's not really a professor.
Really? I thought he was.
Okay. He's just a rapper.
That would be cool if he was.
Well, a professor and a rapper.
Yeah, imagine.
Wow.
Mm. I know. It would be different.
Cool. He could be the first ever professor and rapper.
It's like me, you're singer and a gangster.
Your first artist for the label.
What?
A professor and a rapper.
Yeah.
I'll have to get Professor Brian Cox rapping or something.
Yeah. You.
You
do a duet with Molly.
Yeah.
You back at ya. You shut your mouth.
Ooh. What is up?
That's right.
What a guan.
I'm down with it. So you will be touring again in December, so the album will be coming out some point.
About November time.
About November.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. November?
Yeah.
You don't want to bring it out in October?
Well, is that what you think? Well, we're paying you...
I know you bring yours out in November. I'm going to bring mine out in October.
And then a little pre-Christmas arena tour.
Yeah.
Yes. Nice.
I know.
Yeah. We're not messing this year.
We're not messing.
You're not playing games.
No.
And we're doing Feed Festival, you know.
Yeah, we're doing the festivals.
All of them.
Which always kind of scares me.
All of them.
Festivals.
Yeah, it's kind of weird because we feel like, are we cool enough to be on this?
And the answer is
no. Obviously I am, but I'm not sure about the other girls.
Yeah,
sure.
But, you know, you just get quite surprised when people are actually in the tent.
Yeah, exactly. But I always kind of, when I see, like, someone with a bottle of water, I'm like, is that a bottle of wee and are you about to throw it? I'm not
no.
sure.
No.
What you think? You're thinking Daphne and Celeste from years ago when they got pelted.
No, she's talking about Molly. Molly, is that what? Molly, don't throw that into the crowd. Gangster! Yeah. Take that! Yeah. That's my wee! Badasses! All right, get her off the stage. She's had enough.
Someone take her off.
I'd love to see that.
I would.
You can walk out the V Festival and go, "What's happening, you mother?" And off they go, "Where the Saturdays? Don't move, shut up and listen. Go.
If you don't know, get to know."
That's right, haters!
Oh, yeah.
I'd love that. That would be
funny.
Now no one's coming to the tour.
Yeah,
no, everyone will be there.
Thanks for selling this well.
Well, no, Andy, you're only like that at the festivals. At the tour, you're like, "Hi, we're the Saturdays.
Hi, guys.
Hi there."
The arenas will be very well behaved.
Really?
You'll have no, like, lobbing of wee bottles.
Unless we go,
Oh, wow. Yeah.
You'll know when me and Dave would turn up when you're just, you know, you're halfway through one of the tracks and this little bottle lands on the stage.
And you think,
oh, tonight they're in.
Yeah. Oh, they are in.
You're thinking, I hope that's Barocca.
Yeah.
Halfway through up, you know, that'll be it.
That'll be in there.
Oh, Saturdays! Not that we speak like that.
I'll be too busy smoking my cigar tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, Saturdays!
Frankie's eating an omelette.
And I'll be getting down with my bad self.
That's
exactly.
Right.
Yeah. We make for a
Amen
good team.
Amen to that, sister.
Amen.
I was feeling that. Talk to the hand, please, if you don't mind. I'm slightly busy.
Yeah.
I'm on the phone checking voicemails. Talk to the hand. I'll let you go. What are you doing for the rest of the day? Have you got interviews?
We've got interviews today, yes.
Interviews all day, yeah.
It'll be well boring after this.
Mm. I know.
Well, they can't compete, can they? Let's be honest.
Are you hooking up with the other girls?
We are. We're meeting them in a minute.
So you've got to remember, don't back reference, because you could do this thing where you could leave them out all day now.
Oh.
Where the cool ones.
Talking about you.
Talking about, obviously. Yeah.
We were hugging about Chris gangster. This morning.
Yeah. You'll be going, yeah, gangster, in your face, and you're three of them laughing, and Una's like, Jesus, what the hell are they talking about?
What are they talking about?
I don't know what you're talking about.
What are they talking about?
Do I want to do the impression of Una?
Hello now, how are you doing?
There you go.
Hello now.
Actually.
It's like she's just walked in
and
shaved her head and put on glasses.
Yeah.
And hasn't shaved.
I feel like she was here all along.
Yeah. Well, the single is out on Sunday from the Saturdays. If you're a Saturdays fan, you should go and get it. And even if you're not, why not go and buy it? A little treat for the girls. And it's called Notorious. And then the album will be out later on in the year. Probably November.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. After yours, Chris.
Once you tell us.
Well, I think mine's going to come out in October.
Okay.
What happened to your manager now? She can't be an artist and a manager.
Yeah, I can.
Really?
Can you let us know when yours is coming out? Because we'd hate for ours to come out in the same week.
I'll bring mine out earlier.
Okay, sure.
So it sells.
Yeah.
It's out for longer.
Yeah.
I need a longer run-up than you.
Right, okay.
I'm like a 747, you're like a private jet. You just need a shorter runway.
Yeah. Save the best till last.
Exactly.
It's a nice airplane analogy.
Thank you very much.
Like a G6.
Oh!
Oh, Dave!
No one likes a show-off.
That's...
I haven't got one.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
No.
I wish.
We do.
You can come on ours.
Yeah, we'll let you borrow ours.
A gangster
Thanks very
now.
Much.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
right. Yeah, they'll charge you, though. Obviously.
Of course.
Things are not cheap.
Of course.
Lovely to see you. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
The lovely Rochelle.
Lovely.
Send our best to Martin. That's if you're still speaking to him. All over me like a rash, you'll
see. Oh, no. I will
Seriously.
Send my best to Marvin.
Oh, no. Right. He's still in the air, isn't he?
He's still in the air.
You've still got some time left, Chris.
You've still got some time. Do you want another hug?
I'm joking. I'm all right. Things you're not joking though, are you, Tiger? I know.
Well, she's not.
Not really.
I know. Yeah, you little chubby chaser, you. And Frankie and Molly. And give our love to Vanessa and Una.
We will do.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the lovely Saturday.